what inspired you to create the Women, Men and LGBTQI Social Business Network? Tell us a little bit about it first and what inspired you to create it.
The first thing, I'm gay and I have Tourette syndrome and partial tremor. And also for me, as a gay man and a person, also I do gender illusion as an artist. My name is Mistret Champagne, and my goal, I love to bring people together and to that I saw to grow and perform and all that, and I decided to said after see that and see the boat. Also, I'm a member of the Business Chicks and the Gay Lesbian Business Association, and so I saw both sides. Yeah. It was very beautiful because it was. I see something is missing, and like the street women don't know about the gay community and the business, the gay business community. And they said, oh, you know, you're welcome to join and to come. And also the gay community don't really have no idea to go in the with the Business Chicks women and they invite, and it's open for everyone.
Yeah.
And there's a miscommunication with both sides, and people want more for both sides. And so when I remember with the Business Chicks and the Gay Lesbian Business, I saw something is missing, and my goal is to bring people together, and I love bringing people together.
Yeah.
And as I saw like a gap between the straight women and the gay community, and I said, why not to create something like that?
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful and inspiring, bringing straight women and the gay community together.
Yeah.
And also, I have some friends, straight guys, they're like, oh, I love to be around women, but also I love to be around the gay community.
Yeah.
And I was like, why not to come together?
Yeah.
And also, I said, someone said, why not, you know, do like social and business, because I have no business, but I want to be inspired and be like, I really believe when people want to be around the same ambience and a good atmosphere. And
similar minded, similar ideals.
Yeah. And so I decided to create that group. To be social in business and grow, and to bring people together, and social, and maybe you don't have a business, but you want to be inspired, or to want to have a community and a tribe for both sides, and coming together to work together and inspire and share ideas and all that.
Absolutely. I never thought about how fragmented networking communities can be, but when you think about it, they all kind of have this parameter with which they sit in, and you're not getting a lot of crossover.
That's right. And there's even minorities within the minority. So even in the LGBTQI community, there's people who have children and there's other people who don't, and there's people who have open relationships and close. And there's even that in the straight communities where straight women choose not to have children, and they feel like they're, you know, a minority, and there's
ostracized.
Men. That's right. So this group, when Stefan, which I love, was his intention was about, let's bring unity in the community and let's break down these barriers, because at the end of the day, we're all human.
Absolutely.
You know, and on our birth certificates, we should say human first before anything else, right?
Absolutely.
Was amazing, because like when a transgender, she said, I'm working for our business, but I want to be inspired, and I want to be, and like a community, we laugh, we share ideas, we help each other, we come together as a community, as a tribe, with people the same inspiration and open mind, and bringing people together. That's my goal.
And working towards common goals as
exactly.
of building community. These days we live in this world where there's so much social media connecting, in inverted commas for those who can't see, connecting us, but we seem to be so fragmented from actual human contact.
That's right. We were mentioning this yesterday to Stefan, is that I think we've forgotten how to have a discussion.
It's
crazy. Okay to disagree with someone, but it's okay to have your opinion, but you need to discuss it, not put it on social media where it's one sentence and then you can hide behind it.
Yeah.
And people are getting lost behind this inability. That's what the group is about. We may not understand. Even in our own group, we don't understand there's different letters of the alphabet coming out that it's going to continue. Mm. We need to learn ourselves.
Mm.
And we need to discuss it and ask questions, not be offended by it or argue.
It's nice because there's a good opportunity for people to, I have like some experience with some people, someone who want to do modeling, and I have like a little try and I try to help the person, and like let's collaborate together, or let's do like, and we laugh, we we talk, we inspire, we twin subjects, we discuss about twin subjects. Mm. And my goal is to have a safe place and also comfortable, but to also able to, sometimes we miss to communicate and be in touch with each other.
Absolutely.
And sometimes people, I read something not long time ago and it said, who you want to be and what you want, you want to as a goal to get where you want to, and it's define who is around you. And,
yes.
And as an inspirational person, I need to be around people, fashion designer, and
yeah.
maybe it's been like arts business and all one come because yeah. you're maybe working for somebody else, but you also you can be your business. You can be a client for the business, and mm. also the business can be other, like said, oh wow, I learned so much from that person yeah. working for somebody else. So.
You need to be inspired around you to exactly. be an inspiration and exactly. to live an inspiring life. Tell us about the kind of overall long-term vision for the network and what it is that you want this to do and you want this to achieve.
Yes, my goal is to building number of participants, create membership option, and also like all workshop, and also have a guest speaker for inspirational and learning
that.
And grow yeah. for both sides, social and business,
yeah.
And all together. And also breakfast, lunch, dinner, events.
I love that, yes.
And also sponsor events for lunch or dinner, want to sponsor and bring awareness from, can be like a cause, can be a business, can be yeah. a social cause, oh. or can be just in general to come together.
I love yeah. a business lunch. Oh, yeah, business. I'm a
yeah,
fan
me too.
Of a
and
business.
When it's a sponsor, it's so much more
fun
because you don't take the yeah. bill at the end.
And I also think, also, like I was just going to interrupt, like about, like from my perspective, this is how I see things.
Yeah.
I think it's important if we have these events where like, well, from my perspective as a gay man, this is how I see things.
Yeah.
And as a straight person, this is how I, and it's so important to see our perspectives and mm-hmm. be like, wow, okay. I
Here's
can
something
better.
Different I hadn't mm-hmm. considered
yeah.
or
yeah.
hadn't had the opportunity to.
That's right.
You exactly. can't see things through a lens that you don't have.
That's right.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who want to be better allies to the queer community, to yeah. the LGBTQI
exactly.
community, especially in business and in social worlds as
and
well.
And why not to come together for
exactly.
in one and have like a tribe and unite together
yeah.
as a strong force, as
yeah.
a strong power, but not to and to be like clicky or individual, but coming together as mm. one and
love,
as the support.
I love that word you yeah. keep using, tribe, as
yeah.
well, because it feels like what we're creating is this beautiful melding of people working together for mm. better.
For better, yeah.
I understand that you're hosting a gathering this coming Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What's going to happen? What can we expect?
It's a friendly and welcoming environment. Meet new people, build a social and business network with, and that's meet once a month.
Oh, beautiful.
Everyone's welcome, social. If you work for somebody else, but you're like, oh my God, I want to be inspired or to be
yeah.
coming with people. And so it's once a month.
Is there a cost?
Yes. The cost, it's $15 online at Eventbrite.
Yep.
Or you can bring at the DAW is $20.
Perfect.
Bucks. And also you can bring for a first time guest for free.
Oh, so, there we go.
That's how you build those communities.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're building those networks. Go meet some interesting people and be inspired yeah. in your lives. Guys, I could talk to you all morning,
yeah.
but
we're
already over time.
Yep, no worries.
Jim Stefan, thank you very much for joining
yeah,
us this
much.
Morning.
Thank you so much for having us.